We'll have more letters next week, but for now, here are some more news stories from round and about.
The Norwich City of Ale Festival gets underway, and there is to be a special party at the Bishop's House for children. But on a more serious note, antisocial behaviour concerns our police, and citizens advised faces cuts in services due to low volunteer numbers. Frustrated bosses at Citizens' Advice were forced to tell people calling at its Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn branches last week that a shortage of volunteers meant they could not see them. And the charity's acting chief executive has made an impassioned appeal for 50 volunteers to plug gaps at its branches in Attleborough, Fakenham, Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn, North Walsham, Norwich and Wyndham. Norfolk Citizens Advice Acting Chief Executive David Putton warned that the charity, which gives free confidential information and advice on money, legal, consumer and other problems, is facing a serious challenge to its work. In an email sent to staff and volunteers, he urged them to help spread the word the charity is in desperate need of more volunteers. He said, "Demand for our services is outstripping the ability of our 150 volunteers to meet that demand. It may be an overused phrase, but we are facing a perfect storm. Funding cuts have not only hit our own work, but that of other charities offering expert assistance. As a result, their clients are now turning to us at a time when we are also suffering from a shortage of volunteers to deal with inquiries. It is frightening to see the impact of the funding cuts are having. Frankly, the situation is becoming very serious indeed."
Police have confirmed that addressing antisocial behaviour remains a priority after hearing renewed concerns over drug-taking and prostitution in Norwich. Residents of a city street have been urged to keep antisocial behaviour diaries following a public forum held by the Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, and attended by Chief Constable Simon Bailey and members of his team. Issues of antisocial behaviour on Unthanked Road, linked to the MJB Hotel, included concerns over people urinating in the street, drug taking and prostitution. Officers at the meeting confirmed antisocial behaviour is currently a police priority in the area, but said there is not sufficient evidence to suggest behaviour at the premises was any different to similar hotels. "We do know budget hotels are used for sex working, but that in itself does not constitute an offence necessarily," said Superintendent Dave Marshall. "We do take it extremely seriously, and I have worked with the local authority, but the evidence and the last set of analysis I had is that the MJB premises specifically were not out of kilter with offences at other budget chain hotels."
The kegs are full, the pumps are primed, and the suds are flowing freely following the launch of this year's Norwich City of Ale Festival. The 10-day celebration of brewing, pubs and the quaffable concoctions they proffer got underway with a garden party at the Narthex at the Cathedral of St John the Baptist. More than a few mugs were raised by the 60-odd guests, and the city's Golden Star Morris dancing side pranced about in praise of the brew. Phil Cutter, landlord of the Murderers Pub and festival co-chairman, said 42 pubs were taking part in this year's City of Ale, the seventh time it has been run. Mr. Cutter said, "City of Ale is here to celebrate what the great British pub is about and what beer means to Norfolk. We have a brewing heritage that we can definitely date back to 1247. And there's a possibility that malt and barley have been grown in the fields of North Norfolk for over 2,000 years. So that's something we should really be proud of." The festival includes live music events, barbecues, workshops, brewery tours and beer tastings. Visitors can explore the pubs in different parts of Norwich using beer trails outlined in the City of Ale programme.
Children are being invited to join one of their favourite storybook characters for tea time at the Bishop's House Garden Party on June the 11th. Families can enjoy hourly readings of The Tiger Who Came to Tea by the Happy Book Club as they munch on the cream teas and cakes that will be on sale. Throughout the garden party, raffles and garden games will be hosted, as well as traditional and craft stalls to keep adults entertained as children dine with their stripy friend before taking part in the trail around the garden in search of the tiger. A variety of performances will also be taking place, from soprano singer Emma Newell, the Ha Mummies Choir, Norwich School Young Musicians and the Catton Community Choir. The party at the Bishop of Norwich's garden is £3 admission, with children and wheelchair users free. It's sponsored by Rosedale Funeral Homes, with money raised supporting men and women affected by pregnancy loss.